The 4th of July this year marks 2.5 centuries since the adoption of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, and Donald Trump has just opened the Great American State Fair in Washington. It's described as an exposition across the Capitol, which will celebrate various aspects of American culture and history.
Those timeless American principles did not just win a revolution, but they built us into the greatest, strongest, and most exceptional nation the world has ever known. There has never been anything like the United States of America, and together we are making it bigger and better and stronger and far more exceptional than ever before.
Some are calling it the semi-quincentennial celebration, which is a real mouthful. I spoke to our correspondent who's at the event, Hal Griffith.
It's a mixture of nostalgia, talking about the USA's 250-year history and pulling on that thought of a state fair and childhood memories that some people have. And then, yes, it's also got the hallmarks of a Trump rally, lots of MAGA hats, plenty of stars and stripes, and the main act, the president himself, who, after some musicians pulled out, is at the top of this bill.
Yeah, just tell us what the festivities will involve over the next few days, and it seems like the celebration's gone for weeks.
Yeah, 16 days altogether in what, well, one person from the stage described would be the most epic party in all American history. What does it mean? Well, it means lots of stalls on the mall between the monument and Capitol Hill, and then events like this where people come out and cheer, hear some singing, and get all patriotic together. If you want to spend $20 on a roast turkey or on maybe some pretzels, then there's lots of food from around America on offer as well. So as I said, it's drawing on that sort of sense of nostalgia and patriotism, but there are political overtones and a military overtone as well. In fact, we just had a B-2 bomber fly overhead at the end of one song, and the words military might come up on the screen, showing American military dominance and sending that message that America sees itself as the most powerful country in the world still.